This is Jeff with the Change Militia. It's another video in our healing meditation series, and this one will be on balancing your energies. And in our models and through our concepts, you'll see that we talk about different bodies, and you have a physical body, you have an emotional body, a mental body, a energetic body. So those four bodies, basically: physical, mental, emotional, energetic. And then within those, that the energy in each of those different bodies can be unbalanced. When you're overthinking something, all the energy's in your head and you kind of lose a connection to the rest of your body. So mentally, you can be unbalanced by having all of the energy in your head. And so emotionally, the same thing. If you're deeply grieving, you may feel all of your energy kind of compounding in your heart, building and building and building, and then eventually coming out as tears or sobs, or maybe even shifting into some sharp pain in your low back. But those energies is what this meditation is going to help you balance. So find yourself a comfortable seat. You can be on the floor. If you're more comfortable lying down, feel free to do that. And take a few deep breaths. And as you exhale slowly, but exhale farther than you normally would. So push a little more air out than is normal for you. Okay, so we're making a conscious breath. And so inhale, and maybe inhale a little deeper than is, again, as is normal. And then as you exhale, you'll find a spot where you want to stop exhaling. And then just contract your core muscles a little bit to push out a little bit more air. And do that a few times. And to me, it's almost like two separate exhales. I allow myself to exhale, and the exhale comes to a normal stopping point, kind of a balancing in the pressures between the air pressure on the outside and the air pressure inside of our lungs. And then I just push a little bit more out. So it's a gentle exhale. I get to the bottom of that exhale, and then I just push out a little bit more. So after you've done that a few times, first thing is to see if you're seated, you can bring your chin a little closer to your throat. So to make sure that your head isn't goosing out. Okay, you're keeping it in. Okay, allow your eyes to soften, and then see if you can relax your jaw muscles, and even underneath your jaw, and then down into your chest and along the tops of your shoulders and back. Okay, once you do that, bring your attention down low. So this is my belly button, so a couple of inches below my belly button, and then in, like just in front of my spine, kind of at the base of my spine where my spine hits my tailbone. And bring your attention there. See if you can picture that, either as a white space or a black space. Either one works. And again, let your eyes soften. And as you breathe, and just go back to normal breath, feel that space. And once you do that for a bit, check in and see, you know, when you sat down, where did it feel like you were unbalanced? Did it feel like you were overly emotional or too much in your head? Were you physically tense and overwhelmed? Was it just that sense of being completely stressed out? And whatever that, whatever label you have given that, whatever acknowledgments of those sensations and feelings and thoughts that you have, see if you can begin to shovel those into either that white light or that black space deep in your low belly. So you're sitting and you're breathing and you're taking all of the mental detritus, emotional upwelling, and you're just allowing it to either seep down into the white light or disappear into the black void. But either way, you're actually recycling all of that energy. So what we're doing is we're taking that mental overwhelm and maybe the frenetic quality of our thoughts and just taking all of that energy and putting it back into our battery, back into our capability and capacity. And then the same thing, if I have a bunch of mental tension in my neck and my shoulders, I'm allowing that to relax, and then the energy that was all bound up in there, I'm allowing to shift down into my low belly. Some days for me, the black void feels easier to move things into. Other times it feels like the white light is easier. Today it's the void feels very welcoming to any tension or overwhelm, stress. Even if you feel mentally fatigued or emotionally fatigued, that kind of spent energy can be recycled. And so allow it to make its way down, and maybe maybe you shovel it in, maybe it falls in, maybe it seeps in. Maybe you feel yourself as you sit quietly, you know, grabbing it, you picture yourself grabbing it and taking it and pushing it into that white light or that black void. But play with it, see what works for you. And then when you've done that, when you've gone through and felt like those things just aren't so prominent, they're not so high on your list of awarenesses, and it feels like you're a little more balanced, then supersize that balance. Feel your physical body and feel the energy balance between your head and your feet and the tips of each of your fingers. And everything is fluid. It's moving. Nothing is stuck. Tensions are unwinding or melting and joining that flow of energy around your body. And then feel your emotions begin to entrain with that physical fluidity. And then your thoughts and your creativity, your mental presence connects, joins forces or entrains with your physical and emotional body. And feel how the energy of each of those is connected. And that, like our fascia connects all of our cells, our energy body connects all of our bodies. It connects the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, if that's in your belief system. But feel that connection. They're all interwoven. You know, like the threads on my sweater, or the warp threads and the weft threads and the warp threads. They begin to interweave and form one that is stronger than each of them individually. So feel that with your bodies, and feel that connecting web of your energy body. And when your time has run out for this, take a few deep breaths. And any time you start to feel imbalanced, come back to this place. And you can do it while you drive. You can, you know, you can do it as you walk or hike or wait in line somewhere. Explore, have fun, be curious. Create a sense of wonder around this practice. Thank you.